energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Police found a stockpile of ammunition and books on how to design bombs in the home of the man accused of threatening lawmakers, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. For the first time, Scalise spoke out about the threat on Fox News.
I first want to thank, once again, our United States Capitol Police. They were very quick to act when my office received this threat. Hopefully he gets a serious sentence, because you can't allow this kind of threats and violence against people based on their political views.
NFL Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown came out and said recently that if he were playing today, he would stand for the national anthem. NFL Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy was on Fox and Friends this morning. He was asked if he'd stand for the national anthem.
I would stand because I personally think that's the way to go. But I know my dad was in the service. He was in the military. That's why he fought. That's why he enlisted in World War II, to give us the choice, the freedom of choice, to do what we think is best.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
2018 is the 10-year anniversary of the 2008 financial crisis, which many Americans and even folks across the world are still feeling the effects of today. Professor Adam Toews is author of a new book titled Crashed: How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. He joined me earlier, and the first question I asked him was how the financial crisis in 2008 has changed the world.
But I think you could look at three things. So in the U.S., I think one would have to say that the longest-lasting effects have been political. The American economy has come back. There is still damage, still scarring, if you like. But it's really in the political arena that we see the upheaval. In Europe, the economic effects have been much more profound. And it is the institutional structure of the EU, of the Eurozone itself, that's really being thrown into question. And then lastly, I think if you pan back to the global sphere, you can't look past China and the roaring growth of the Chinese economy, with which China powered through the crisis of 08 on an enormous credit-fueled stimulus package, the likes of which the world has never seen before. And the questions in the present are, can they come off that high? Will Beijing be able to organize a soft landing?
A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone survey and online poll found that 50% of likely U.S. voters now believe the improving economy is due to President Trump over President Obama, while 40% believe it was President Obama's policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
flat tires. Woods telling police it was a result of prescription medication, including Vicodin and Xanax. This is USA Radio News. Woods saying since it happened, he's taken a pain medication management course. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fewer passengers are being bumped by U.S. airlines ever since that Kentucky doctor was dragged off a plane and hurt in Chicago, video which went viral. In a statement emailed yesterday, the U.S. Department of Transportation reports ticketed passengers who were bumped from flights between April and June dropped to 44 per every million passengers. The DOT says that was the lowest quarterly rate since the agency started collecting such data in 1995. The entertainment world's reacting to news of the death of country music legend Glenn Campbell. Here's more from Mike Watts.
Many of the biggest names in country music taking to social media to mourn the passing of Glenn Campbell at the age of 81 after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. Blake Shelton saying he was extremely sad to hear the news, while Charlie Daniels thanked Campbell for, quote, sharing your talent with us for so many years. But it's not just country stars remembering Campbell. Voices as wide-ranged as Kevin Jonas, Sheryl Crow, Lenny Kravitz, Piers Morgan, and Senator John McCain all expressing their sadness at the news of Campbell's passing. Campbell was well known for his hits like Rhinestone Cowboy, Wichita Lineman, and Gentle on My Mind. He released his final album, Adios, last summer.
And Major League umpire Joe West being hit with a three-game suspension for criticizing Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre. The announcement coming after West called Beltre one of the biggest complainers in baseball in a story about West in USA Today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 9:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 74 degrees in Flemington right now. Clear skies. It is August 9th, 2017. Patchy fog this morning. Sunny and highs in the lower 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear and patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. For tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, sunny highs in the mid-80s, light and variable winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Then we go back to our showers and thunderstorm pattern. On Friday the 11th, chance of rain is 30%, will be in the lower 80s. On Saturday the 12th, highs around 80, chance of rain 50%. On Sunday,
flat tires. Woods telling police it was a result of prescription medication, including Vicodin and Xanax. This is USA Radio News. Woods saying since it happened, he's taken a pain medication management course. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fewer passengers are being bumped by U.S. airlines ever since that Kentucky doctor was dragged off a plane and hurt in Chicago, video which went viral. In a statement emailed yesterday, the U.S. Department of Transportation reports ticketed passengers who were bumped from flights between April and June dropped to 44 per every million passengers. The DOT says that was the lowest quarterly rate since the agency started collecting such data in 1995. The entertainment world's reacting to news of the death of country music legend Glenn Campbell. Here's more from Mike Watts.
Many of the biggest names in country music taking to social media to mourn the passing of Glenn Campbell at the age of 81 after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. Blake Shelton saying he was extremely sad to hear the news, while Charlie Daniels thanked Campbell for, quote, sharing your talent with us for so many years. But it's not just country stars remembering Campbell. Voices as wide-ranged as Kevin Jonas, Sheryl Crow, Lenny Kravitz, Piers Morgan, and Senator John McCain all expressing their sadness at the news of Campbell's passing. Campbell was well known for his hits like Rhinestone Cowboy, Wichita Lineman, and Gentle on My Mind. He released his final album, Adios, last summer.
And Major League umpire Joe West being hit with a 3-game suspension for criticizing Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre. The announcement coming after West called Beltre one of the biggest complainers in baseball in a story about West in USA Today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 9:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 74 degrees in Flemington right now. Clear skies. It is August 9th, 2017. Patchy fog this morning. Sunny and highs in the lower 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear and patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. For tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, sunny highs in the mid-80s, light and variable winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Then we go back to our showers and thunderstorm pattern. On Friday the 11th, chance of rain is 30%, will be in the lower 80s. On Saturday the 12th, highs around 80, chance of rain 50%. On Sunday, chance of rain 40%, will be in the lower 80s. And on Monday, upper 70s, chance of rain 40%. Temperatures in the area, 74 in Raritan, 71 down at the county complex, 74 in Frenchtown, 63 over in Stockton, 62 over in Easton, 74 over in Lebanon, and 77 over in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamber.com, WHCRDB. I have my guest in my midst. Her name is Connie Farikas, and she is the owner of Hunterdon Pilates up in Clinton. And we're going to learn all about Hunterdon Pilates and what I don't even know what completely Pilates is. I guess I'm going to get a good education here. So I'm going to bring Connie in. Good morning, Connie. How are you? How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So it's a beautiful day, and thank you for making the trip down here.
Thank you.
So let's start first with the education question for me, which is Pilates. I've only seen. Let me just give you the complete novice perspective for me. Pilates to me, I've seen like on a couple of videos, and I've seen it on. Nintendo Wii, of all places. So somehow I associate it with, like, yoga, but I'm sure I'm completely off base there. So what is Pilates, per se?
Pilates is a form of exercise
yeah.
that is a little bit more dynamic in its movement.
Okay.
So we strengthen, we focus on the abdominals, we strengthen, and we stretch at the same time.
Okay. So a lot of exercises today talk about core. Is Pilates focusing on that?
Correct. It does focus on the core. And one of the main reasons is that we work in a neutral spine. So a neutral spine, if you think about how a person should not, barring their misalignments, yeah. they should have four curves to their spine. And
okay.
if you think about it, that small lower back should not be flat. It should be, there should be a slight little curve to that. So when you are in a neutral spine, you are working the deepest abdominals of your entire abdominal series, and that's called the transverse abdominals.
Okay.
So like a light switch, one time I like to explain it this way. If you're in neutral, those transverse that wrap around from the front of your belly to the back of your back,
mm-hmm.
Our light switch goes on. When you're not in a neutral spine, light switch turned off. So that is really working your core.
Okay, we're gonna have to get down to basics here because I have these specific questions about abdominals because I've been trying to deal with one part of my abdominals for years, and maybe you have the answer for me. So I'm looking forward to that answer. But getting back to the spine part, though, when somebody comes into your studio, do you do some type of pre-check about their spine and how they currently hold their posture so that you're getting them in the right spot?
I don't assess them that way, but I can just from seeing so many bodies move when they first walk in, I just sort of take a quick glance at someone and I can tell from 20 years that I've been working and looking at bodies where their issues are going to be, like any Pilates instructor could right. do the same. I don't come out and tell them what their issues are. I have them sure. fill out a client profile and ask them questions as to the information that I see in front of me.
Sure, sure. So now you just gave me a hint that you've been doing Pilates for 20 years?
Correct.
Has Pilates been around much longer than that?
Oh, much longer than that.
Okay, so it's only become a contemporary topic, in my opinion. So it all of a sudden became very current and in the public conscious. How long has Pilates been around?
Oh my gosh, it's Joseph Pilates started when he was in, you know, he started training German, he was detained at a German war camp, and he started training some of the prisoners and some of the people that were in the hospital.
Okay.
So it's been around forever, and I think his first studio was in the 50s. He opened it up in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
And he was actually training a boxer by the name of Schmeling. And that's and then all of a sudden the dancers started to come to him, and that's where it became the exercise for dancers. And from there it just moved on to today where we're everyday people are doing right. it.
So it was Max Schmeling, by the way. He was the boxer.
But okay. So it's kind of been an underground. A lot of people have understood this or heard about this concept for years. It's just become a more in our public common.
Correct.
Offerings.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So it's been around for, let's see, you just gave me some, it's about 60, 70 years.
Sure, ago. At least, right?
And I know you haven't been doing that for 70 years.
No.
So, and were you always involved in being an instructor of physical?
I was not. I was always I ran track in high school and mm-hmm. continued my athletic. I was a ski racer in college. I was in school for marketing and biology, and then went off to my first job was with a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
So I was selling drugs legally, if you will. So I did that for a few years,
right.
And then 4 years into my marriage, got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and thought I needed to do something, and kind of got involved in Pilates that way. And
so you were doing it for your own personal exercise?
Correct, for my own personal exercise. And then thought, I have an identical twin sister who's also part of the business. And she's like, why don't we both get ourselves certified? We're raising babies. Let's get ourselves certified and start a studio. And that's what we did. And here we are, 20 years later.
So tell me a little bit about that. You were in it, you were doing it for your own personal use.
Correct.
Your sister was somehow
involved. My sister was also a personal trainer. She was doing that on the side.
So she had it. Did you take her lead, or were you both doing personal training?
I took her lead. She had kids before I did. So she was. I was still working.
You guys are identical twins. You're supposed to do everything the same.
Right. Yeah. So she said, come on, why don't you give this a try? You're home anyway with your kids. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And she's like, and we stay in shape. I thought, you're right. This
awesome.
Is great. We both were, ran track. We both skied. We both raced. We, mm-hmm. We were in that world, so to speak, athletic world.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way it feels. Yeah. Let's face it, when you're in shape, it feels good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the other part of it is when you're out of shape, getting over that hump of doing the first day.
Yes.
Is and the more times you do it, the harder it gets.
Yes. But I will tell you, with Pilates and with any exercise, when you do start stretch, when you're doing an exercise that you're working the muscle and stretching it at the same time,
right.
you don't get as sore. And that's what we discovered.
Okay.
And that's why it's something that you can do and continue to do at any age.
You know exactly what I was talking about because I didn't even mention sore, and she knew it.
We've all done that.
Yes.
You can't even walk down the steps.
Yeah, I know that feeling. When you and your sister decided to do this, did you decide to open the studio, or were you doing it in a much more?
Yeah, we were working at different facilities, different gyms,
okay.
and then we were hoping to work with the 100 Wellness Center, which we're still in very good mm-hmm. connection with.
Right.
And they were going to open up a studio and then didn't. So then we opened it up and we were referring clients, back and forth.
Nice.
And then here we are 17 years later.
So the Pilates studio has been open 17 years.
17 years. It started out in Califon.
Okay.
And then we moved to Clinton in 2016. And when we were in Califon, we were actually called Twin Pilates. Yeah,
good
fun, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I got to ask before we go to break, when you and your sister are both in, do you play jokes on?
No, we never did that even when we were young, and we were very identical.
But you're not going to admit to it either, right?
No, we would never admit to that. But we do answer to each other's names, I will tell you that.
Okay. You just give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and
exactly.
rather getting into the embarrassment, you just say,
exactly, because it's not embarrassing to us.
Good for you. We're talking to Connie from Fizika. She is the owner of Hunter and Pilates, along with her sister. And we're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and learn all about the studio and what you can do to get involved in Pilates in just a little bit. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingtonchamber.org.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. We're on HuntonChamber.com, the voice of business, WHCR-DB. I have Connie Pazikas with me. She is the owner of Hunterdon Pilates, along with her twin sister. And what's your twin sister's name?
Roseanne.
Okay. So your parents didn't do you the service of naming two kids the same letters. Okay. That was nice. I grew up with a family that everybody started with J. Seven kids, Joan, Jill, Jim. So I don't know how anybody got anything straight over there. Whenever a piece of mail came into the house, it all had J. Lombardi on it, and they had just opened it to figure out.
I think of twins that have the same name. I think of thing one and thing two. So, I'm so glad that's not what my mom did. Yeah,
that's nice. That's nice. And I'm sure there's a great bond between you and your sister to go into business. That's quite a. You know, it sounds great when you're sitting around the Thanksgiving table. Yeah, let's go into business, Connie. Yeah, okay, that's great. Yeah. But for 17 years, it's great that you guys continue to go on and do it.
Well, we fire each other and then we get over it.
Do you guys divide up the work a little bit, or you both share in the different aspects of it?
Well, we sort of split it up so that we can move a little forward, especially. After which we'll talk about after everything that's gone on, she does now more of the manufacturing of the equipment company that we have.
Okay.
And I do the training portion of it.
Oh, all right. So you have kind of separated the duties a little bit.
In order to move forward, you have to. Yeah.
Yes, and what you're referring to is the unfortunate fire that you experienced.
Correct.
Over there. So we'll get to that. But so we start off. You said it was twin Pilates.
Correct. In Califon.
In Califon. And then, when did you make the decision to go and open up in Clinton?
When we were talking with the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, and in 2000 we moved to Clinton, mm-hmm. February 2000, and we changed the name.
Okay.
And it just from there it's taken a life of its own.
Yeah, and Congratulations, by the way, on 17 plus years, plus the trials and tribulations.
Sure.
I'm sure you're familiar with the statistics, but I remind everybody else, if you make it through 2 years, you're 50% better than everybody else. If you make it through five, you've survived 95%.
Yes.
So when you get past that, everything goes pretty good.
And I've had clients for 17 years.
Congratulations. Now, that's what age range do people in Pilates? I mean, is there a rumor that says that there's, you know, that people believe that a certain age is too old to do it?
No, actually, my oldest client is 82.
Wow.
And my youngest, I'd have to say, is early 30s.
Okay. So it's is there a reason why it doesn't seem to be a younger generation thing?
I have a few teens that come in. They're just not consistent. They're usually in between their sports.
Uh-huh. And you're marketing to very similar to the way the originator did towards dancers and athletes, or
no? We try to keep it a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Where we're advertising, the advertisement is, it's athletic ability of any level. If you're trying to take your, athletic performance to a different level, or if you have a bad back and want to come in, we prefer you to come post physical therapy.
Sure. So give me you gave me a quick hint about what Pilates is, but let's do some compare and contrasts with it. You said it was all core,
Correct. Well,
mostly core. With anything, though, you do use your extremities somewhat, right?
Correct.
Compared to the aerobics classes, yoga classes, how does Pilates fit into that? And is it should I consider other things as well as Pilates to get a well-rounded exercise regimen?
Oh, absolutely. I tell everybody that comes in to do Pilates, you can't just do this. This is what prompted us to develop that other piece of equipment, the Xero system.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come into Pilates, I encourage them, and this is what sort of gave us the, whatever you want to call it inside of us, to develop that new machine, because you're not really getting cardio. You're not getting, weight training, which right. as you age, you do need those things.
Okay.
You're getting spring, which works with stabilizers, which helps with the three-dimensional movement, which, gives you a little bit of resistance. But I believe a combination of many things is what allows you, your body to change.
Right.
And people come in because not only do they want to feel better, but they want their bodies to change.
Sure. Now, I've been in, on and off in the world of physical fitness for decades, and core, the concept of core, didn't exist back when I was doing that. It seems to me, and maybe you have a better sense of it, the concept of core started to show up more in the last 15 years.
Correct.
Do you have any sense as to why
I do.
We focus on that now, and what's the real benefits?
I do. Well, the physical therapists have been putting us in neutral spine and actually teaching us how to really activate our core, which are our transverse abdominals, forever. Physical therapy, if you really look at physical therapy, it's really become huge in the last 15, 20 years.
Okay.
Especially here in New Jersey. Now, if you go out west, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So physical therapists have been screaming neutral spine for the longest time. The Pilates instructors came on board and started screaming neutral spine. Now you have the gym people who were always teaching flat back are
right.
now telling you, well, if you have a bad back, if you have a bulging disc, you may not want to go into that flat back. Let's put
sure.
you in this thing called neutral spine. So the gym world, the Pilates world, and the physical therapists are all sort of coming together.
All right.
And that's why core in the last 15 years has become this big buzzword.
Sure.
But unless you're in your transverse, you're not in your real core.
Okay.
That's the thing for everyone to remember at home. So if you're doing an exercise, learn what neutral spine is. And if you go on the internet, you Google it, you can find so much information on what neutral really is.
Okay. Which one comes first? Does the spine I imagine that the spine is certainly what you're focused on, but sometimes you have to strengthen the core to help the spine get back into alignment.
Correct.
So that's kind of the methodology here. And do you teach Pilates in a manner that it's kind of cyclical? You focus on the spine position, work on more muscle?
Correct. Okay. Yes, we do. And so when you're in a neutral, we try to get you to move, you know, your extremities. We have put springs in your handles that, you know, attach to springs so that you're starting to work those muscles to keep that spine in that position. Now, I can't put it in the position in the sense like a chiropractor can, and I would never take anything away from a chiropractor, because once you're in, let's just say you go to a chiropractor and he kind of puts your spine back into place, right?
Yeah.
You come to me, now I can help you keep it in that place,
but
I can't put it in that place.
Right, right. So there's just so much you can do.
Correct.
If you start to see there's a real alignment issues, you're asking.
I would send them to a chiropractor, send them to a physical therapist.
And
absolutely.
Then the key is to continue to build a program that maintains that.
Yes.
I imagine if I just started from the beginning, there's a possibility I could slip in and out of that for a while until my core was solid, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So core, getting back to that word, seems to mean to me that we're pretty much working from, our hips up to about the bottom of our chest?
It's the entire spine, even the cervical spine.
Oh, okay.
Because
all the way up to the neck.
If your neck is out of alignment, the curves of your spine are out.
Okay. So it's not even just the trunk.
No.
It's
the
core,
entire,
okay.
Yes.
So core looking, I guess, from the top down. That's
correct,
what you mean.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. So now I'm 53. I've been in and out of exercises for years. Got back into calisthenics type things just recently. First day I come knocking on your door, what's my first interaction with you and your sister in terms of developing a program? What types of things are you interested in knowing?
Well, like I said, I look at your client profile. I kind of look at the way you'll walk towards it. And then we start with just some footwork, or I just put you on the mat and I kind of see how your body moves. And I can start to see imbalances.
Right.
I can start to see that you can't hold your legs up at tabletop, which is your knees right over your hips, because your abdominals might, you know, your core is weak. Mm-hmm. I can see if you're laying, if I put you on a mat and you're laying and say your neck is way out of line, I will put a towel and we'll talk about that. You know, why is your neck so far, you know, out of alignment?
Yeah.
And so we look at the whole body and watch you move while I'm taking you through movements, because you're there to get some exercise.
Sure.
So if you wanted to get, you know, somebody to tell you what your imbalances were and what your issues were, you can go see a doctor or chiropractor. When you come to me, I try to move you. As I'm moving you and I see these muscular imbalances, I point them out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we just do about a 35-40 minute workout, and we then put together, and already at that point I have an idea of what I can and what I cannot do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we can either do privates or I can move you into a class if you're ready.
Okay. So that initial evaluation, and then you build some type of a program for me?
Correct.
How do I do that? What's my responsibility as a client of yours with regard to my program? Is it all done at your studio? Do I do it?
No. If I give you exercises to do at home, I really do expect you to do those exercises. And I send everyone home because, like I said, you can't just do this once a week and think that you're going to get better. And I encourage you to either go walking or even join a gym. That's what it is. You have to do different things.
Right.
And some people say to me, but I don't really like going to the gym. I get that. I understand that. Then do it at home.
Right.
Here's what I want you to do at home.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you're not necessarily always kind of a gym membership, like I'm not going down to Planet Fitness. I'm going to you to get kind of lessons.
Yes.
In a kind of private lessons or group lessons.
Yes, and that's the way our privates work.
Okay.
And then we have classes, and that's different. Yes,
sure.
You can just come in and, you know, take a class, and some people like to have Pilates as part of their regimen, and that's why we started doing classes, to make it affordable, and you can still belong to the gym and still come and do a Pilates class once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you envision the classes as substituting for me doing the work at home, or is it in a continued enhancement or reminders of what I'm supposed to be doing?
The classes are a great workout because we move a little quicker. We have beginner, intermediate, and advanced classes.
Right.
They move a little quicker, but no, you should always, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, get on your foam roller, get on your ball. I give you a couple of different, everybody has a ball, everybody has a foam roller at home. They just don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And I give them, you know, a handful of exercises. I don't overwhelm them with it because then you won't remember what you're doing. And 5-10 minutes a day, what is that really? You can find 5-10 minutes. You can't find a half hour in a day.
Right.
And you know, yeah, you can, but you'll do 5-10 minutes, and
sure.
I know that.
One of the challenges of anybody who's starting any type of regimen like you're doing is that we don't know or have the expertise that you do. So when we're out of your sight, we could be doing something wrong. What type of other information do you provide us to keep us on the straight and narrow to make sure that we're not... Because you do something wrong in exercises, you could do some serious damage.
Yes, you can. Well, I also have a Pilates certification that we have placed in 3 different community colleges.
Mm-hmm.
So I will sometimes pull my PowerPoint out, and I try not to make it into an anatomy lesson, but okay. I do pull my PowerPoint, and I give copies of that. I say, read this on lateral breathing. Read this on, you know, neutral spine. Read this on what pelvic stability actually means.
Mm.
So I won't go through it with them because clients don't want to hear that, but sometimes
sure.
giving them that information, and then I encourage them, look on the internet. Look it up. You'll see my information that I'm giving you is very accurate.
Yeah. It's... Part of your role is to educate your clients to be more advocates for themselves.
Yes.
So, and I understand that when you start doing exercises, you kind of just follow the teacher's rules. But then
yes.
after a while, hopefully, you start to personally or internalize what you're really looking for, and then some of the things that you probably said to us months ago, which went right over our head, starts to click.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
And that's the onion layer that when you first study Pilates, they talk about it's got all these different layers. And sometimes something that you were told months ago will finally make sense, and you get sense, and you'll get that aha moment.
Uh-huh.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
aha.
Uh-huh.
Now, I referred to this a little while ago when you started talking about abdominals. I'm familiar with the fact that there's an octet of abdominals that we see in, you know, all the magazines and stuff like that. Plus you have the obliques on the right and the left side,
right.
Stuff like that. The challenge that I have, and that many men my age have, is I've looking pretty good, like the top four. Can't do anything with the bottom four. What's the deal with that?
That lower belly.
The lower belly.
Yeah, the lower belly. Get those legs out at 45 degree. That'll target that lower belly. But, once again, if you cannot hold yourself in a neutral spine when your knees are right over your hips, you have no business putting them out at that 45 degree.
Okay.
So I keep you there until you're strong enough, and then we just start to lengthen them out and then bring them back. Lengthen them out and bring them out. So don't sit there for, you know, trying to do 10... You know,
yeah, that's, now you're reminding me of like my eighth grade gym teacher, right? We used to hold our
yes.
Well, we used to hold our leg lifts for like, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah. So chances are your back issue started from that.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
I'm the same. I'm 53, so I know what they were teaching back then. I get it.
Right. So that's when nobody was paying attention to actually Pilates. All right, so now you had started off talking about neutral spine.
Yes.
Is there a way that you can, I know you told me to Google it, but give me a little bit of a verbal picture of
okay.
what neutral spine really
so
means.
So here's the best way for you to understand neutral spine without me going into the four curves of the spine, blah, blah,
right,
blah,
right?
Right? Buy a foam roller. Make sure it's a 36-inch foam roller. You can get one on Amazon for $20
right.
today. You lay on the foam roller long ways. Head and tailbone are on that foam roller. Hands are on your side on the floor. You lift your legs up. Your knees are directly over your hips. So that means they're not all the way in and they're not all the way out. Your knees are directly over your hip.
Okay.
If you're not in neutral...
So it's like you're sitting on a chair on your
lying,
back?
Lying down. Yeah, lying. Correct. Okay. So if your back is in a flat back, you will roll off that foam roller. You can't stay on it.
Okay.
So if you go into a neutral, all of a sudden you're steady on the foam roller. That's why I love that piece of apparatus. It teaches people what neutral spine is.
Okay.
How to get into neutral spine and what neutral spine is.
Neat. So that's kind of the hint.
That's a hint. Everybody buy a foam. I had a client that she would, every time I would pull out the foam roller, she would loved it so much she'd go, "Hello, foam roller." Like it was this, you know, lover of hers. So I thought I'd start this series called Hello Foam Roller. So I give everyone an exercise and I send it out to everyone through my MailChimp.
Sure.
And it's my Hello Foam Roller.
Nice. And give people a hint as to what they might be experiencing without Pilates that they can actually attain if they follow some type of Pilates regimen. What are people missing out on that your 82-year-old has figured out? What's the fountain of youth that we missed out on?
My muscle isolation, not having your body move as one unit, rotating, having the lower half separate from the upper half, which keeps that youth. As you notice, when people get older, when they go to turn, they turn as one unit.
Right.
When we're younger, we can turn our upper body, and that's what you lose. That's what, because not that the gym is, I'm not putting down stuff at it, because I work out at the gym as well. I practice what I preach. I do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, when I don't do my Pilates, I do get stiff. And you're working on a linear one dimension when you're at the gym. That's how the equipment is designed.
Right.
When you're doing Pilates or you're using the Xero system, you're working on a three-dimensional, and yep. That's what that's the real fountain of youth.
Right. Neat. And you're talking about beginning, middle, and advanced players here. The regimen, does the amount of Pilates change or just the different types of exercises?
Just the different types of exercises. Sometimes, believe it or not, more spring, the exercise is easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
Less spring, you have to stabilize yourself. That's a little harder on some of the movements.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Now, two things I want to morph into in talking with you, Connie, is one is we want to talk a little bit about the trials and tribulations of the fire. So you guys were over there for a good number of years, and then unfortunately the fire happened, what, 2 years ago?
It happened May 15, 2016. I can tell you the exact date and what I was doing at that time.
So an unfortunate occurrence in the world of business. So you guys were hit with that.
As other businesses
so give,
were.
Without making you tremendously emotional about it, just to give education to those business owners who think that it never happens to me.
Right.
What were your first thoughts and how did you guys overcome it? Because you are, and that's the great news about this.
You know, first of all, everyone's like, well, did you take out fire insurance? I'm like, well, no, because it's not like I was next to a restaurant or above a restaurant. There was really no reason for a building to, I mean, that's silly to say, but any building can catch on fire. But it's
right.
Not like there was a stove or there was, you know, there was nothing like that in that building.
Right.
Insurance is to mitigate your risk, correct?
Right. Sure.
So you look at, and my highest risk is liability. My highest risk is, you know, equipment, you know, having to replace equipment. But fire is not one of them.
Right.
So would I do the same thing with my insurance? Yes, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there would say, I bet you'd look at it differently. No, I really wouldn't, because once again, that's not what it's about. But getting back to your question as to how did you overcome, you know, you just do.
Yeah.
You fight with the insurance company, unfortunately,
yep.
And we all do that, and we all did, and we all stuck together, the building people. We all kind of let each other in on what we were doing. So that was great. We sort of came together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us got more, some of us got less, and you're just happy for them and you move on. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, it's sad. We've had a number of unfortunate fires on very important historic buildings in Huntington County just recently over the last couple of years.
And that was one of them.
That was one of them. We had the Sargentville Inn. There was another museum that had a fire not too recently. So it happens, folks. And then we had the Turpok cleaners.
Yeah.
You got to plan for these things. And it's something that myself as a business coach and a consultant to businesses, I bring up the unfortunate SWOT chart. What happens if you have a disaster? What happen? What are your plans? Are you ready to do that? So now, after you've made it through, congratulations! You've gone through a year plus. I'm sure not everything has been tied into a neat bow. What are your plans now?
One of the things that happened that most people don't realize is we had developed our own exercise machine, the Xero system, and we had our prototypes in that building.
Oh.
So everything went up in smoke. And this is why when you ask, like my sister does the manufacturing and I do the training, because we had to move forward, we had to make up for those 6 years that we started building this thing and having prototypes. But we did have the knowledge of what worked and what didn't work.
Right.
So we were able, and at that time we had worked with maybe 3 engineers and 4 fabricators. So we just hired a brand new engineer that helped us put the plans together. And right before the building went, we actually had given the engineer one of the prototypes. So we were able to salvage those 6 years. Isn't that weird? My sister and I looked at each other. We were like,
very weird.
With our mouth, very weird.
Wow.
Fire happened. Engineer was already on board 2 weeks before that fire. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's good news, actually.
Crazy.
It's great news because, that would have been 6 years of completely lost work.
That product was already at Lehigh University. Yeah. I mean, we've had it. You know, we've worked with not numerous engineers, but it, 6 years worth.
Yeah.
It is a lot of time and tinkering and money.
Sure. And passion and vision and motivation and... it's just a testament to your willpower and persistence that you're carrying on. It's wonderful. And I thank you for sharing that because, as I said, you try and bring to the table to the business owners, you're worried about the day-to-day, but you got to prepare for that unfortunate occurrence that nobody thinks is going to happen to them. Insurance is out there for a reason because it happens. So thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Connie Fizikas about Hunter Pilates, and we're going to find more about the Xero system and what their other plans are. Hang on. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Huntington Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Huntington County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. We're on HuntonChamber.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. Connie Pizikas is with me in the studio. She is the owner, co-owner of Hunterdon Pilates. And Connie, you've been throwing around this Xtero system.
Yes.
I think we need to get down to business about what is all this and what was the brainchild of it? What was the inspiration for it?
Funny story. So the Xtero system is a combination of a pulley system, it's got suspension, and it's got spring work. So Roseanne and I, when we would be at the studio for hours and we'd be looking at all the equipment, we would think to ourselves, wouldn't it be great to develop something that doesn't have such a huge footprint? Because reformers, and they look like beds. They still look like the chair and the bed that Joseph Pilates was training, you know, war veterans on. So that gives it that archaic look. Right. So we kind of like that archaic look, but we wanted it in a smaller footprint because, as you know, real estate is expensive here.
Yes.
And that becomes one of your largest costs in business. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we brought in an engineer and we developed what's called the Xtero system. And it allowed us to have that cardio piece that we felt that you wouldn't get with Pilates.
Okay.
It allowed us to add that weight training, resistance training that we liked, that it was only spring training in Pilates. So it allowed us, but we still liked the spring.
Right.
So it allowed us to give us the spring. It allowed us to, you've heard of suspension work, the TRX. We liked that part of it, and we wanted to add that to that machine. So it's one machine that does all of these things, and it was what we like to think of as our baby. It really is.
I'm fascinated that, you know, there's always been times when I've had an inspiration much like yours, and I go poking around the copyright database and stuff like that, and a trademark database, and sure enough, somebody's come up with it.
Right.
So it hasn't been developed, but so wasn't it surprising to you that all of a sudden you guys came up with this idea and nobody else thought of it?
Well, we didn't invent anything. We just took the best of what was out there and put it in one thing, which is not in one thing. It's all separated. So that's all we did.
Yep.
So to say we invented anything is...
Well, you did. You did. That's on point.
Yeah.
You got to pat yourself on the back. Come on.
Two Italian girls from Carteret, New Jersey come up with this thing. Come on. You know what I mean?
Oh man!
Grew up in that, you know.
So now, So you invented it. All right, great. Or you modified something.
Correct.
All right, I'll make it more subtle. This way, we're not going crazy. But still, got an engineer involved. You mentioned a couple of universities.
Yes,
that are interested in this. What's happening with that?
Well, we have a Pilates certification as well as an Xtero certification program that we have placed in three community colleges: Warren County Community College, Sussex County Community College, and Cumberland County Community College. We're still working on getting a few other schools involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, bureaucracy during the whole school, it's very hard to get yourself in there. But
So
far we've gotten these three. And it's been great. We get students that are being certified in Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
And what else can I say? The schools are fabulous. They're getting younger people.
But they're buying into the not only the Pilates, but they're buying into the concept of this machine.
Yes, the Xera system.
Right. So why they see the value?
They see the value.
What is it?
The value is that you can do a cardiovascular. You can take that personal trainer that's already trained in something,
right,
and you can teach them how to do it on the Xero system.
Gotcha. Cool.
They can do, and if a gym doesn't have Pilates, they can now add Pilates with this small footprint of piece of equipment.
So this kind of I'll use the word confine. It's probably more like controls you to be in certain positions in the right.
It exactly gives that gym that the new trend is the boutique gyms.